Johnny couldn't get through without interrupting Lin Li. So he stood there, watching. Chrissy and Mr. Tsung had been talking about the possibility of some of these Chataverians getting out of hand at a party and eating up the furniture. That must be what this metal plating was all about. They had to suit the dwelling to the many guests they always had. The vague feeling of disappointment hit him again. He had been certain when he rose that this was a sort of special day, that something wonderful was going to happen. It hadn't. Lin Li had just started on a ferocious figure of a charging knight. He was using a scarlet metal, putting blood on a blade. It made Johnny think of the red ink coming in so far on the Chataverian company, Desperation Defense. If he could just unravel motors, he could put them over into passenger transport. But he was condemned if he would continue with reaction engines. Lin Li was guiding the molecular spray, now gray, to make the armor. The Chataverians were looking on with awe. One of them was holding a spare gun, ready to hand it to Lin Li. They weren't assistants. They just wished they could do things like that. The Chataverian closed the trigger of the gun to test it. Suddenly, Johnny knew it had happened. The nice thing! He sped back out the arch and raced all around the palace side and jumped the creek and popped into the back door. Chrissy, hair tied back, was filling a big bowl held by Mr. Tsung from a pot on the fire.
"Chrissy,"
said Johnny.
"Get your things."
Patty was sitting over in the corner. Patty never said anything these days. She just looked down. Tinny, the Buddhist communicator, had been trying to talk to her, as she often did.
"Tinny! Call the mine site. Get me a marine attack plane on the pad in 20 minutes. Call Dr. McKendrick in Aberdeen and tell him to come right away to Victoria."
"Patty doesn't feel well,"
said Chrissy.
"Bring her along."
"Is it a diplomatic conference or a scientific one?"
said Mr. Tsung, monotone, through the vocoder.
"Medical."
"Ah." Mr. Tsung put down the bowl and raced off to put a white coat and a pair of spectacles, which had no glass in them, in a sack. That was proper dress he had seen in ancient pictures.
"Johnny,"
said Chrissy,
"this is venison stew."
"We'll eat it on the plane. We're headed for Africa."